Okay, today by the time we're continuing in Parakei Zunashach, and we are up to Parakei Mishnah Yud Aleph. Ve'ilu Avram Belos Asay. In a typical Ribbis arrangement, the following people have violated an Isser Midoraisa. Hamalve, Halova, Ha'arev, Ha'edim, that the lender, the borrower, the guarantor, and the witnesses have all violated an Isser Midoraisa. V'chamomrim Af HaSofer. V'cham say, even the Sofer who writes the Shtar is in violation of an Isser Midoraisa. Over Mishum Lo Sitein, all of these people have violated the Isser of Lo Sitein, which is this, not to give your money per ribis, Mishum Bal Tikach Meito, and the violation of Bal Tikach Meito, Mishum Lo Sia Lo Kenosha, and the violation of the Isser of Lo Sia Kenosha, Mishum Lo Sussimin Le Neshech, and the violation of the Simin Le Neshech, Mishum Lefneiv Lo Sitein Mishal Yerzim El Kacha, Ani Hashem. And it's also a violation of Lefneiv, because you're aiding in a ribis arrangement. Moving on now to Perek Vav. Perek HaSocher Es Ha'umanin. HaSocher Es Ha'umanin V'hitu Zeh Ezeh. If a person hires an uman, someone who's going to make something for him, a craftsman, and they misled each other about what exactly the deal was. Meaning you hire a craftsman to hire somebody else for 4 dinar a day, and he went and he hired other people for 3 dinar a day. Meaning I need a nice mural painted in my living room, so I tell the contractor, hire me workers. I know you can't do it yourself. Hire me workers for $4 a day. He goes and he pays those workers $3 a day, and he wants to pocket the extra money. So the only thing they could have against each other is complaints. The workers agreed to do it, so you have no the workers can't go asking for that extra dinar, but they may not like that the shliach did that the contractor did that, but they can't demand higher payment. Socher sachamer v'sakader lahaver lahavi pir yaparin. If you hire a donkey driver or a wagon driver to give you nice smooth pieces of wood that you can use to make a nice comfortable chair out of, v'chalilim lekalo lemeis, or flutes to play music for a kalo or for a mace. It used to be that at funerals they would play flutes. Upolin lahalos pishtonim in a mishra, or you hire workers to take your flax out of the water that it soaks in, the kol davar sha'aved, or anything else that would be a loss if it's not done on time, meaning the flax would get ruined, and if the stuff's not ready in time for the wedding, then it's a waste. V'chazur behen, and the driver or the worker then backed out of doing the job. Makum shem sham adam, where you can't find anybody else to do that job for that price, socher alehen, you could hire other people for a higher price and then go back to the original worker who backed out, and he's going to have to pay that higher price. Omatan, you could even trick the worker and say, well, what would it take for you to get this done in time for my kid's wedding? And if he, he'll name a price and he'll say, okay, I'll pay you that, and then you don't have to actually pay him that. So that is because he had agreed to do the work at the original agreed upon price. So let's review what we learned today. So in Perek Hey Mishnah Yiralf, we said that the violations of los haseis for doing ribis apply to the borrower, the lender, the cosigner, the edim, and the chum think even the sofer as well. And the Mishnah went through all the psukim that they are in violation of. And then in Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph, we said that if you hire a worker and to hire other workers, and they promise a lower salary than you had agreed to pay, they could have a taina, but that's all they can have. They can't demand any more. If you hire a worker and he backs out, and it's a time sensitive situation, so you have two options. You could either hire workers that will cost more to get it done on time, and then charge that to the original worker that you hired, or you can deceive the original workers into believing that you're willing to pay them more than the original agreed upon amount, and then actually not pay them more than the original agreed upon amount. Next time, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up with Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis.